Diversity.org or call 800-72-GIVE. Together we are a beacon of hope.
A beacon of hope. A beacon of hope. A beacon of hope.
What's hot? What's cold? Find out with Bill and Wendy on WGNRadio.com. What's in and out throughout the world of news and entertainment with Bill and Wendy during the noon hour on the WGNRadio.com stream. Brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men.
Hey everybody, it's me, Bill, here for Omaha Steaks. If you're still looking for that perfect gift for your dad for Father's Day, which is Sunday, you better hurry up. I have a great way for you to stock up on summer grilling. All you need to do is think about Omaha Steaks. They're the best. It's never too late to purchase the Father's Day Steak Fix Package. Go to any one of the Omaha Steaks retail locations. Mention the promo code, my name, Bill Leff. You'll get 74% off. That's right, 74% off. That means you're getting a $235 value. For you, just $59.99. You can't beat that. You're going to receive 2 sirloins, 2 fillets, 2 pork chops, 4 burgers, 4 jumbo franks, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, all beef meatballs, 4 premium chicken breasts, 4 caramel apple tarts. All that is yours through Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks offers 100% guaranteed world-class steaks and more. So stop by one of their local retail locations. They're at the streets of Woodfield. They're at Naperville Crossing. They're at Orland Park. They're at Oak Brook Promenade. They're not on Mount Everest yet, but they're looking into it. Mention my name, Bill Leff, and get the Omaha Steaks Father's Day Steak Fix Package. It's valued at $235, but I don't want you to pay $235. How does this sound? $59.99, and it's yours. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Pick up your Omaha Steaks today.
And we'll continue talking with Rick Poole. He climbed Mount Everest from Naperville to Mount Everest. We'll continue that on WGN Extra. In the meantime, on 720, it's the Wintrust Business Lunch.
That is so unfair, by the way.
I know.
I'm going to simulcast the first 10 minutes of your stupid little stream show.
Thanks, Steve.
What do you have coming up? Hurry up. We want to get to our show.
There's a giant dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. It's actually one of the biggest dead zones in the world, and a lot of it comes from runoff from Illinois fields and pollution from Chicago's sewer system. We're going to talk to some folks at the Shed about that. And Andrea Haynes here to talk about drones delivering your Big Mac. You want to do that?
Yes.
All right, go have fun, you guys.
Thanks, Steve, and have a good trip next week.
We will.
Thanks. I'll see you in about 10 days or so.
All right.
Here are the sounds that matter, the top 5 at 5 from the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, weekday afternoons on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say, play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Now with a look at the news, here's David Jennings.
We have mostly cloudy skies and 75 degrees at O'Hare. Let's get your business lunch numbers. The Dow is off 30, almost 39 points at 26,067. The NASDAQ down 41. The S&P 500 is off about 7.25 points. Uber, going for fast food delivery. They're going to start testing the first ever food delivery using drones this summer, and the price, they say, will be comparable to what diners pay for their Uber Eats service. Quicken Loans agreeing to fork out $32.5 million to settle a lawsuit accusing the company of fraudulently sticking the government with bad mortgages. The baby boy who was ripped from the womb of Marlon Ochoa Lopez after she was killed passed away this morning. Shared electric scooters are going to be hitting the roads of Chicago starting tomorrow. What you need to know, here's Ryan Burrow.
On Saturday, people will be able to rent scooters from 10 different companies across the city. This is only a 4-month-long pilot program, with the scooters operating on the city's northwest, west, and southwest sides. The hope is that the scooters will reduce traffic and congestion, but there are concerns about the safety of the scooters and people not properly storing them after use. One of the companies, Lime, is kicking off a first ride academy, giving the basics of safe riding and responsible parking. Ryan Burrow, WGN News.
Incompetent husbands and housework burdened moms are being banished from ads in the UK as a crackdown on gender stereotypes started today. The ads can't include gender stereotypes which are likely to cause harm or serious or widespread offense. Examples, depictions of men struggling to complete simple domestic tasks, or ads that suggest women are solely responsible for cooking and cleaning. Your money, sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Well, you know, I'm certainly not the only one who says I love this place. Jameson's Char House is the perfect spot to relax in a casual atmosphere that's warm and inviting. My wife and I frequently dine at the Huntley location, where we enjoy hand-cut black Angus steaks, succulent chops, or sometimes fresh fish favorites like the Greek-style Alaskan halibut with rice pilaf and roasted asparagus. Plus, every side dish, warm oven-baked bread, bread and homemade soups and salad dressings are irresistible. Dine among family, friends, or business associates at any Jameson's Char House near you. I love this place.
Celebrate this Father's Day at Jameson's Char House. Treat Dad to a well-deserved steak dinner grilled to perfection at a Jameson's Char House near you. Full menu and dinner specials are available. Visit Jameson's-CharHouse.com and make your reservations for Dad's special day at Jameson's Char House.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Gear up for summer with help from your neighbors at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We've got the tools and supplies you need to get the job done, along with knowledgeable associates to answer your questions and provide you with helpful tips for whatever your project. Right now, Blaine's Farm and Fleet take 15% off Valspar tractor and implement paint. Save on Sacrete high-strength concrete mix. Four 60-pound bags, just $10. Grade 2 hex bolts, nuts, and washers, $1.49 a pound. And stay protected with an auto-darkening welding helmet from KT. Available in a variety of styles. Your choice, $59.99. And check out this doorbuster value of the week. Pick up a Graco Magnum X5 paint sprayer. It's $249.99. And take 10% off other in-stock Graco paint sprayers. Press for time, use our drive-thru service, and leave the heavy lifting to us. Just drive up, place your order, and we'll have you loaded up and on your way in no time. That's genuine value from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. The original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955.
Your money on WGN. Here's Orion Samuelson.
Something happened in May that hadn't happened before this year. Manufacturing output in the United States went up. The first monthly gain this year as an increase in the production of motor vehicles and parts countered declines in the making of metals and aerospace equipment. Federal Reserve said today that manufacturing production rose 0.2% last month, slightly higher than analysts had expected, but only a partial recovery from the sharp decline in the prior month. The data could give some respite to concerns that the U.S. factory sector is sagging under the weight of a slowing global economy, because manufacturing output in the U.S. had contracted in January, February, and mid-April. Retail sales went up in May, and sales for the prior month were revised higher, suggesting a pickup in consumer spending that maybe could ease fears the economy is slowing down sharply in the second quarter. The fairly upbeat report from the Commerce Department today followed a raft of weak data, including a step down in hiring in May and tame inflation readings. Financial markets have priced in 2 rate cuts this year, driven primarily by a recent escalation in the trade war between the United States and China. Technology sector got a shock today from Broadcom Incorporated, sending a shockwave through the global chip-making industry with its forecast that U.S.-China trade tensions and the ban on doing business with some companies in China would knock $2 billion off the company's sales this year. The forecast, included in the company's second quarter results late yesterday, the hardest evidence yet of the damage the trade war with Beijing may do to the global industry. Shares in Broadcom fell 10% in early trading today. That wiped out more than $11 billion of the market value of the company. That's your money on 720 WGN.
WGN Sports, here's Dave Bennett.
The Bears have signed their top draft pick, third-rounder David Montgomery, the running back from Iowa State. Lucas Giolito tries to win his 8th straight start tonight. If he does, the White Sox will reach 500. They host the Yankees again. Giolito 9-1, opposing C.C. Sabathia 19-7 against the Sox in his career. Pregame at 6:35, Ed and DJ with the first pitch at 7:10. The Cubs try to even up their series in L.A. Kyle Hendricks against Rich Hill. You can see it on WGN-TV. Second round of the U.S. Open underway at Pebble Beach. Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, here's Lauren Lapka.
All lanes are back open on I-94 East after an earlier accident involving two semis. The northbound tri-state exit ramp at the Stevenson is still closed because police are investigating a shooting over there. Right now, the Edens looks good. Outbound Kennedy, traffic is heavy around Addison. It's 45 minutes to O'Hare, 48 in. Things are a tad slow out on the Eisenhower. It's 37 to 390, 47 inbound. And both sides of the Stevenson between Veterans Memorial and Lakeshore Drive are about 40 minutes. Outbound Dan Ryan looks good. Inbound, it's 25 minutes from 95th. And Lakeshore Drive is slow southbound near Chicago and northbound near Jackson. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Lauren Lapka, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center: sunny, breezy, warmer 79 today. Cloudy, scattered showers 63 tonight. Cloudy, off and on showers and thunder boomers tomorrow, 75 for the high. 75 at O'Hare. Same in Midway and in Addison. The lake water temp 62, 73 at the lakefront. I'm David Jennings in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
U.S. factory activity slowed.
Based on hitting a shareholder value as market capitalization.
A lot more global, so creating more programming not only for, you know, us here in the English-speaking U.S.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, and 720 WGN.
Now, welcome to the weekend. 11 minutes after noon here on 720 WGN. Steve Bertrand with the Wintrust Business Lunch. We will talk about, well, it seems like it's unavoidable, right? We're going to talk again later in the program about meatless meat and meatless burgers. I saw Steve Grzanich actually earlier today had a story about as we move toward plant-based meats and things like that. And it was the fact that I think by 20, let me just find it. I'm sorry, this is a terrible way to start. By the year 2040, most meat products will not come from animals. This is according to A.T. Kearney, says 60% of meat will be grown in vats or from plant-based products. And that's not too far from now.
You know, we've talked about this, and I had a friend reach out to me about it last night, which I feel like that's always a different tipping point when it's not just the news is talking about it, but actual humans are like, hey, I'm thinking about this. Where can I find this? Like, interest is spreading.
Yeah, I hate talking about the same thing day after day, but at least it's not Facebook.
That's true. You know, that's always in the news.
That's the voice of Andrea Haines from the Chicago Tribune, who comes by on Fridays to talk about what's going on in the world of tech and such. And there was you guys had a great story about what they're doing at EY, which used to be Ernst & Young, and it's fascinating because this is a great example, I think, of where diversity pays off for everybody, right? They've
exactly.
got a program to hire autistic people.
Yes.
Explain it for me.
Yes, this is a story out of our lifestyle section, which I thought did a great job at looking at this because it's a small program. It's not like there's a huge number of people hired. They have 60 people employed in this program in four cities, including Chicago. And what they did was they really created a way to make the things that come with an autistic job candidate be a positive, right? Like they looked hard at the ways that the typical interview process, for example, which is very verbal, may not work as well. And they tried to eliminate some of those barriers and get those people in. And it turned out, you know, in the tech world, they can be wonderful employees and it's happiness all around.
So they actually have skills that others of us might not have, right, that they can exploit and use.
Definitely. And there's one of the employees who's quoted in the story was just talking about like looking at code and like, things jump out at you. If there's a mistake, it jumps out at you. It's just like the way the brain is working there is really useful in things like coding. And like there's ways to get great work out of those people, and they feel great about having a job that uses their skills. But it did require, and I think this is an important point, that it's just like the process had to change, and
right.
people's abilities had to be appreciated.
I think one of the recruiters said, we don't care about eye contact in these interviews.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is, you know, think of these, and I think in most cases in the story they were young men, but think of these young men who are smart people, who have been trying to get jobs, and a lot of them are doing restaurant work and things like that. They're capable. They just can't get over that interview hump.
It has to be frustrating, right? I mean, the interview process is frustrating for people of all types because everybody feels like your unique abilities maybe are not being heard or appreciated. But in this case, there are very specific barriers, which they were, again, able to get past by not being like, let's do a totally verbal interview and make sure they're agile, you know, in the verbal part of an interview, because that's not going to...
I'm going to read a quote from one of the young men, and I teared up when I read it the first time. I hope I don't now, but especially with Father's Day coming, I just heard so many dads in this, and that's just part of it. But he says, it's going to be emotional to recall every little detail, as he's telling the story about when he found out he got the job. Let's just say it was very hard to keep my composure as I was trying to walk out of the building so I could call my family. My mom was jumping, hooting, and hollering in the background, and my dad was saying, don't let this go to your head.
So sweet. We're all crying. I'm not even a dad. Yeah. You're going to have me in tears.
Oh, it's such a nice story. Check it out at chicagotribune.com.
Yeah, it's worth... Sometimes I say it's really worth reading. Not that all our stories aren't worth reading, but some are sort of deeper dives, and there's really a level of detail you and I won't get into, so it's really worth looking for.
Don't let it go to your head, kid. Okay, so another thing that my kids introduced me to was the world of swanky tennis shoes or sneakers. My son had a buddy who would... You know, buy sneakers. In high school, he was buying these sneakers online and then reselling them at huge profits and things like that. Huge business. And now it's coming to a kind of boutique row in Chicago.
Exactly. It's funny to me. I think of handbags this way to a degree. Right. And like, and in this case, it's sneakers.
You don't
They're
put
not
your
actually
feet in.
Worn.
You don't actually put your feet
in them. Yeah. So this place is called Stadium Goods. It's an online market that I'm sure some of your listeners will know about, where it's for the resale of high-end sneakers. And it is viewing them more definitely as a collectible versus something that you're wearing,
right.
You know, wearing around the house or even outside.
It's a pretty fascinating, mostly it's an online store too. This is one of those things where it's an online business, but they're doing a brick and mortar just sort of to get a little more attention.
Precisely. This is only their third store. They're based in New York, and they do things like, you know, there's these things that happen with some of these brands that do special editions, you know, your Nikes, your Jordans, your Yeezys, like all those things. And, you know, people buy and sell those. The sneakerheads, they're called.
Now they have a place to
physically go in Chicago.
It's one of those things that I don't understand.
Yeah, now it'll be right there in the Gold Coast.
Another thing I don't understand is ever having McDonald's delivered. Okay, I will have McDonald's from time to time. I will admit that I would never order it to be delivered. A lot of people do, right? It's a big business with Uber Eats and such. And so now they're working on having drone delivery from McDonald's, not to my house, but to my Uber Eats driver.
Exactly. So Uber Eats, you know, has the deal to deliver McDonald's, which I agree is a funny concept because you need to eat your McDonald's as fast as possible. After it's served. But in this case, Uber Eats is starting a test in San Diego where they will be using drones as part of the process. And the drone brings it, as you said, to where an Uber Eats driver then grabs it.
And so what's the benefit there? Just that it's quicker?
It is. They do think it's going to be quicker. I also think there's always an element of sort of just experimentation and pushing the envelope, particularly with Uber. They like to do that. And I think they feel like they need to learn this, right? Like, I'm not sure if it'll get to us here in the center of downtown Chicago in a very dense environment,
right.
But it's interesting to see how this all develops, and sometimes quicker than we thought, even though we talk about it all the time on the show when we talk about these futuristic things. Here it is going to be happening in San Diego.
Well, it's funny. So the Uber will go to the driver, but they eventually, the drone will, but they eventually want the drone to go to the car and find its way to park itself on top of the car. So you just think of these drones sort of coming in for a landing on a moving car as it comes to my house to give me a soggy Big Mac.
Isn't that wild?
Andrea Haynes writes at the Chicago Tribune. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Steve. Happy Father's Day.
We're going to go to the farmer's market coming up. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN. Let's get a look at the traffic hotspots. Here's Lauren Lapka.
Well, there are a lot of closures right now. On the north side, Lincoln is closed at Irving Park for Ribfest Chicago. On the south side, Oakley is closed between 24th and Blue Island for Oakley Festa Pasta Vino. And in the West Loop, Randolph is closed between Peoria and Racine. That's for Taste of Randolph Street. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffix Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Lauren Lapka, WGN Traffic Central.
This week on Chicago's Best, the team is cooking up everything from Chicago char dog to an Italian sausage. It's an all-new Chicago's Best Links, Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You've probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate four times in 2018 alone, but mortgage rates have actually dropped by 0.5 point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp., an Illinois residential mortgage licensee located at 200 East Sandpoint Avenue, Suite 800, Santa Ana, California, 92707. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
America's oil and gas moves through 2.4 million miles of underground pipelines safely. But one of those pipelines were gone. We would need 90,000 more tanker trucks or 27,000 more rail cars every single day just to meet our energy needs. So, do you want this, this, or this? We move America's energy. We are Energy Transfer.
60 years ago this month, American Sales started as a family business. Today, American Sales, known for having the best selection of pools or patio furniture, hot tubs, grills, anywhere. But more importantly, it's been the quality of the products and the service that only a family-run store can provide. And to celebrate 60 years, get 0% financing for 60 months. You'll always get the lowest price guarantee. See store for details, 9 Chicagoland locations. American Sale, for 60 years helping you bring the fun home. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. All right, we talked a lot about farming and the big farmers and their crops, the difficulty getting in, the fact that a lot of the crops just haven't been planted. What about the farmers who bring crops to our farmers' markets? Melissa Flynn is on a phone line. She's the executive director of the Green City Markets. Melissa, welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we were talking, you were here just a few weeks ago when the Green City Market was getting started for the year with hope, I guess, or great optimism, but this weather's made it tough, hasn't it?
It really has. Our farmers are having an incredibly difficult spring, and of course, that leads to an incredibly difficult season with the weather and with losing time of getting plants or getting crops in the ground. It has been really, really difficult.
So, but at the markets at this point, what sort of crops are we looking at? What would be there typically?
So right now, when we opened, you'd have things like ramps, you would now have asparagus, you would have rhubarb, you would have strawberries. What we're seeing is the asparagus and rhubarb have kind of liked this weather, so we have a fairly good crop of of those, although the rhubarb was, for some farmers, depending on where they were, a week behind where it would normally come in. And then for strawberries, most of our farmers have been a week to a week and a half behind, which is really detrimental because you lose those customers who are anxious to finally get local strawberries.
You know, it's funny you say that because my mom just celebrated her birthday, and growing up, she always celebrated with strawberry shortcake, and I'm sure there were fresh strawberries from the garden. And so people who look for that at this time of year, they're going to get it, but they're just not going to get it in a timely way.
Right. So now we have them at market, and of course, they're absolutely worth the wait. There is no comparison. When you bite into a farm fresh strawberry, it is red all the way through, versus when you go to a store-bought strawberry, you will often see the white more so in the center. And the taste, it literally makes my mouth water just thinking about it. But what we worry about, when the farmers worry about, is when they don't have crops when people expect them, they will go elsewhere, and then it's twice as hard to bring that customer back. So the economic impact is really critical, and it's difficult to overcome.
I've actually got strawberries in my backyard, and we are quite a ways away from eating anything from that. So is the concern then that just we're going to be late with crops this year, or are there going to be vegetables or farmers who just aren't going to be able to sell?
So fortunately, with a lot of the small farmers, they are really good at succession planting. So they're always having something come into season. But what we're seeing, particularly for our fruit vendors, one vendor lost a third of his peach trees due to the polar vortex. So that's about 100 trees. He lost his entire original fig orchard. That's 150 trees. And as you know, those trees, it's not like you can plant them and get a crop in 3 weeks. Some of these trees could have been 10, 12, 20 years old. And so it really is starting over. I know one of our farmers lost an entire acre of blueberry bushes this year because of the polar vortex. And he said those were 20-year-old bushes. So they're pruning them all the way back to the ground and hope that they come back. But, of course, there's no guarantee that they're going to come back.
You know, you raise a good point because we're talking about the spring rains, but really it was a very wet fall. So that started the problem. And then the extreme cold weather over the winter is only exacerbating things. Okay, well, I would imagine the advice to farmers market shoppers isn't to stay home, right? You want to see them.
We need to, actually, that is a great point, Steve. We need our farmers market shoppers to be more loyal than ever, to continue to come back and support our farmers, try what they have at the market. It may be a little bit, a week or two behind, but they might find something new that they really are enjoying that they hadn't tried before that was able to come in the interim of waiting for their favorite items. So more than ever, our local farmers absolutely need us to continue to shop and support us on a weekly basis. We really look to our shoppers.
Are these farmers, I mean, I think of them as smaller farms. I mean, are they more at risk than the bigger farms, or is it a pretty much equal risk? Are they a little more secure because they got maybe a more loyal buyer base?
I would say we have, just talking for Green City Market, we have an incredible group of shoppers who are really loyal, but it is a risk. Shoppers want convenience. They want what they want when they expect it. They're looking forward to certain items. And so it would be the equivalent of if your product was pulled from a grocery shelf for 2 weeks. Shoppers are naturally going to go to whatever next they can find. And so it is still a huge risk and a challenge for the small farmers. But we're hoping because our farmers or our shoppers are loyal that they will continue to shop and support. And I will tell you, the tables really are full at the farmers market. It just might not be when you would expect to see the certain things. And we also encourage other people who haven't tried a farmer's market to come out and shop. Their support right now is more important than ever.
All right, let's see some sunshine coming and things will pick up. It's inevitable, I hope. Melissa Flynn, the executive director of Green City Markets. Great to talk with you again.
Thank you so much. Take care.
It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
This week, we'll talk Ribfest Chicago, NASCAR Smokedown at the Speedway, family road trip to Tupelo to visit the King, and IndyCar superstar Tony Kanaan.
On the Road with Dane Neal, tomorrow afternoon at 2 on 720 WGN.
There's an amazing supper club in Wisconsin Dells, Ish Nala, nestled among the pines and perched above the sandstone bluffs of Mirror Lake. The beauty, the history, the service, the food, the fun. Hi, this is Bob Prosser, owner of Ish Nala Supper Club in Wisconsin Dells. I have been a part of Ish Nala for 30 years, and I am so proud to continue the tradition that began in 1953. Why not enjoy a brandy old-fashioned in one of our bars, each with a spectacular view overlooking Mirror Lake, or just relax before or after dinner on one of our outdoor decks? Our Ish Nala chefs have prepared your favorites, 24-ounce ribeye, cold water lobster tails, North Atlantic salmon, and of course, Ish Nala's roast duck. Thank you for making Ish Nala Wisconsin's favorite supper club, where the only thing we overlook is Mirror Lake. I'm Bob Prosser, and I want to serve you.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and save millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-491-3318. That's 800-491-3318. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-491-3318. That's 800-491-3318.
So we talk about the rain and the farmers markets and all of that, but of course the bigger fields have had a rougher go of it. And not only that, because of all of the rain and the water being washed into the Mississippi River and all of that, there is a huge dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. It's always there, but it's especially big this year. It has to do with fertilizers running off into the rivers, but also with the waste from Chicago being flushed into the rivers as well. We're going to talk to some folks at the Shedd Aquarium about that. I also want to ask about the fact that there's a move toward Canada, I think to follow some in Europe, to sort of ban single-use plastic items. We talk a lot about straws here, but what about plastic cups or forks or things like that? That's coming up in the second half hour of the Business Lunch. Right now, look at the news headlines. Here's David Jennings.
Mayor Lightfoot is heading to the Big Apple on Sunday. It is for a mix of city business and politics. Among the things she'll be doing, sit-downs with former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, current Mayor Bill de Blasio, some Democratic events, and an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Chicago police still looking for a man who shot and killed a woman suspected of shoplifting at a Walgreens on the Northwest Side Wednesday night. And a South Carolina woman who police say was driving drunk will not be cited with DUI. She's charged with public intoxication. The reason? She was in a Power Wheels electric toy truck. Someone called in reporting someone suspicious on the street. Your money, sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Ever think about how you'd like to be remembered? No one likes to talk about funeral or cemetery arrangements, but planning ahead of time can spare your loved ones a lot of emotional and financial stress. Here in Chicago, your Compassionate Dignity Memorial providers can help. And when you plan ahead, you can make your own personal wishes known. Maybe your personal send-off includes your favorite music, an elaborate catered meal, a tribute to a favorite team, a multimedia presentation about your life, or just a simple service filled with memories, family, and friends. Whatever your wishes, the Dignity Memorial professionals throughout the Chicago area can make sure your life celebration is just as you envision it. It's what they're known for. In fact, you can visit DignityChicago.com right now to receive your free funeral idea guide. Take a minute to learn more about peace of mind and making your wishes known at DignityChicago.com. DignityChicago.com.
If it's time for your business to move to a locally owned business bank, call Signature Bank. At Signature Bank, you'll work with decision makers who understand your business and deliver on their promises. The founders, Mick O'Rourke, Kevin Vestuga, and Brian Duncan, own and operate Signature Bank with a hands-on, personalized approach. American banker named Signature Bank one of America's best banks to work for. Turn your business vision into reality. Call 773-467-5600 or visit signaturebank.bank today. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know promotional products work because they're everywhere from sales meetings and corporate events to trade shows. Ever wondered why or how to best use promotional products to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away an ebook called Promotional Products Work, absolutely free, to everyone who texts radio to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free ebook will reveal valuable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, help your cause, or simply grow your business. Get the ebook Promotional Products Work, absolutely free, by texting radio to 88988. That's RADIO to 88988.
Your money on WGN. Here's Orion Samuelson.
Here are the noon hour numbers on Wall Street. Still red, but not much movement today. Dow Industrial Average down 35 points at 26,072. S&P 500 down 7 points at 2884. NASDAQ is down 44 points at 77.93. And even the volatility index, VIX, at the CBOE is down. It's down a tenth of a point at 15.71. Grain prices, Chicago Board of Trade, the July wheat contract trading down 1¾ cents, $5.33.5 a bushel. July corn up 7 cents, trading at $4.49 a bushel. July soybeans up 3¼, trading at $8.91¼. Turning to livestock futures, Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The August lean hog contract is down $2 a hundredweight, trading at $80.82. But August live cattle trading higher, up 32 cents at $105 a hundredweight. And the August feeder cattle contract is down 30 cents, trading at $135.92 a hundredweight. That's your money on 720 WGN.
WGN Sports. The Sox host the Yankees tonight. Pregame at 6:35. 7:10, the first pitch with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 720 WGN. Cubs have a late start on the West Coast. They're in L.A. to face the Dodgers. They get underway at 9 o'clock. WGN traffic. Here's Lauren Lapka.
The northbound tri-state exit ramp to the Stevenson is closed because police are investigating a shooting over there. Not seeing any delays on the Edens. It's stop and go out on the Kennedy until Damon. It's 44 minutes to O'Hare, 50 minutes inbound. Up on Eisenhower is backed up around 1st Avenue. It's 41 to 390, 48 heading in. Up on Stevenson, it's 46 to Veterans Memorial, 50 minutes inbound. No delays out on the Dan Ryan, but the inbound traffic is solid starting at the Stevenson. It's a half hour in from 95th. And there's an accident eastbound on the Jane Addams blocking the right lane at Higgins. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Lauren Lapka, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Sunny, breezy, warmer 79 for the afternoon. Cloudy, scattered showers and 63 tonight. Mostly cloudy, off and on showers and thunderstorms and a high of 75 tomorrow. It's cloudy and 75 at O'Hare, same at Midway and at Roselle. The barometer 29.99 and falling at 73 at the lakefront. I'm David Jennings in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Thanks very much, David Jennings. Steve Bertrand here. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. All right, so there's the story, ChicagoTribune.com, about the runoff into the rivers from the fertilizer in farm fields in Illinois, and also about the way we treat our sewage here and put it into the river and how that made its way, I think it's 1,100 miles away, down into the Gulf of Mexico, contributing to this huge dead zone about the size of Massachusetts, and talking about pollution and how aquatic life is having a difficult time living there, as you can imagine. So I thought we'd get a little bit more information on that from Andrea Densham. She's a senior director of conservation and advocacy at the Shedd Aquarium, and she joins us on a phone line now. Andrea, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Thank you for having me this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, thanks for joining us and fleshing out some of this, no pun intended, but it's not something I'd thought about. We've talked a lot about how the farmers have had a hard time because of all the rain getting into the field, but all of that rain also, and because it's been heavy rain with a lot of wash off, has sent a lot of pollutants, a lot more pollutants than typical, into the Mississippi River.
Absolutely. I think it's really helpful for us to remember how connected and how much we live in a watershed. The things that we do here on the northern part of this watershed impact our colleagues and our friends at the bottom part through and across and along the Mississippi all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. It means that we just need to be super mindful and aware of how to reduce nutrient pollution and find
really sustainable solutions, both for our farmers and for our water reclamation groups, as we try to make sure, as we're experiencing increasing amounts of extreme weather, and we know that it's going to rain more, and we're going to have more extreme weather, we need to really invest in green infrastructure and sustainable solutions that help support our agriculture and support our aquatic life. We need to ensure that that's something that keeps moving forward. Sorry.
I tell you, no, it's okay. When you talk about interconnected, I mean, I get that, but I just didn't, when I'm reading this story and they talk about this dead zone and how much of it comes of this dead zone in the Gulf of Mississippi comes from Illinois, I was truly taken aback by it. So you talk about water reclamation. What is it that we're doing here now that's contributing to the problem?
Well, we are continuing to try to invest both at the annual budget level and the capital level in the region in trying to reduce the amount of CSOs, but we need to continue to invest in that. I mean, one of the discussions in the capital budget was how much monies are going to go into ensuring that our water systems are designed in a way to mitigate these kind of extreme weather things. In fact, $22 million were in the most recent budget to address flood mitigation and try to help us build up green infrastructure. So those are the kind of things we need to do. Sorry.
That's okay. But what is it? What is this treated waste then that's finding its way in Chicago from Chicago and then down into the Mississippi? I mean, is it sewage? Is it street runoff? Or what is it we're talking about?
It's a combination. That's okay. Why it's actually called the combined sewer overflow, because it's both our the waste that's coming from our buildings and our homes, as well as that's coming from our streets. Mm-hmm. So we both need to ensure that we all know when it's a very rainy day to try to decrease the amount of laundering that we're doing and be mindful of that, as well as find ways for us to invest in green infrastructure so we're having less nutrient pollution from our streets and our neighborhoods end up in the waterways, and that will all help us mitigate these issues. That's true in the urban areas as well as the rural areas.
This is a business show, and when it gets to that dead zone area, of course, it's you're killing off the parts of the fishing area, the shrimp, as I understand it, which I'd never thought of before. They can get out of the dead zone, but it costs more energy for them to do so, and so they are a little less plump and all of that. So it's having not just an ecological impact, but an economic impact as well. Is it just reading about the program that we're expanding here in Illinois with farmers to give mm-hmm. them incentive to plant a cover crop over the winter? I think it was maybe cereal rye or things like that. What's the benefit there?
Yeah, cover crops, floating sort of islands that have wetlands, are really critically important. They actually act like sponges. So when I'm talking about green infrastructure, it's very similar to that. We're making these infrastructures that will sop up the nutrient pollution and hold it and keep it from finding its way into our riverways. And you know, it does have a really quite extraordinary impact on things like brook trout and other things like yellow perch, things that are critical not only for the aquatic life, but also for anglers and local ecosystems and economic systems. You know, one last thing I just want to note is for the Great Lakes itself as a thing creates annually 1.5 million jobs and $62 billion in wages. So it is an economic issue. If we keep our Great Lakes healthy and vibrant, then we're keeping our economic systems healthy and vibrant.
Did I read that at some points, Lake Erie, one-third of Lake Erie is not fishable?
That is absolutely right. I was just with, just last week in Sheboygan with the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Initiatives, which is a binational group of mayors. And I'll tell you, this is a top of their issue. This and plastic pollution were the top two issues that they were talking about on a regular basis. And I guess the third issue that's related to all of it is the increasing amount of extreme weather. So I think all those three things together mean that we have to be planful and really invest in sustainable solutions.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about then. I guess it's not that the farmers are putting more of these fertilizers on their field, but the fact is that the rains are coming in a stronger way. A series of light rains would be soaked into the soil, but when it comes with such force, that's what leads to the runoff, and that's why there's more pollutants in the Mississippi River this year than there are in typical years.
And I think, you know, just in the capital budget, there was an Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Project Fund. And We need to help incentivize and provide supports to farmers to come up with new sustainable solutions to find farming that is going to help not only now but in the long run reduce these bad outcomes and produce really sustainable long-term good outcomes for both aquatic life and for the farmers' economic health.
The piece in the Tribune said if you were to take all the dead zones in the world, in the water in the world, it's about the size of the European Union. In the Gulf of Mexico, that one is about the size of Massachusetts, which they say, what the article says, is the biggest in the world.
It's unbelievable, and it really is having a devastating impact on our colleagues, speaking of economics, of our colleagues who are farmers down in the Mississippi region. So we can do, not only will it help us up here if we do things like support bills that promote vegetative buffer requirements and zones like that, but it also will help our colleagues on the other end in the Gulf of Mexico, the shrimp farmers and the other fishermen and women down there who are trying to make a living. If we see ourselves as all connected, I think it'll help us build a stronger economic base that will be more sustainable.
So are you really telling me that if I do one less load of laundry a week, I'm going to help someone in the bayou?
One less load will help help a little bit, yeah, with the CSO, but I think actually having buffers and planting native plants that will soak up the water is actually a better move, even a more impactful move. Every little bit is one step forward, but building out our ecosystem and making it strong and healthy again, that's critical.
Andrea Dencham is the Senior Director of Conservation and Advocacy at The Shed. Andrea, thanks for helping us on this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I will hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN.
Start the timer, because here's the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing and examining Chicago business news of the day. The buzz behind some of the startups coming out of Chicago can be intoxicating, because we've done so much already. When we see another company going down a similar road, it gets exciting. One of those steps in a new direction is the adjustment of executives, and that's what's going on over at Uptake, the industrial AI software company. Ganesh Bell, the second in command at the company, is moving to be a special advisor for the company's board. After being in his role for a year and a half, Uptake has continued to move, but not without its criticisms. It shed some serious jobs back in 2018. They had about 700 employees this time last year, and now they're at 500 employees. Say what you will about the company, but it's probably not as tough as what's going on over at Lincoln Towing. The company, known as the Lincoln Park Pirates, are trying to make one last effort to save their company with the Illinois Commission. Their business license is in question after having a large number of complaints about how the business is run. The timeline of the process will be flexible, but it very well could be one of the last times that the pirates roam the streets of Chicago. I guess even pirates have to retire. I'm Bennett Wakenight, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Voices for Pride on WGN Radio. Andrea Darlis is a WGN Walk of Fame nominated reporter and host.
You know, I interviewed the senior publicist from Volta, the Cirque du Soleil at Soldier Field, and he said, "We love coming to Chicago more than any city in the country." And I said, "You don't have to just say that." He said, "I'm not." He said, "The spirit here," especially during Pride Month, "the spirit in Chicago, I just love how everybody's accepting and cool. It's not even a thing here. You know, it's just, hey, it's Pride Month. It's so celebrated here, and that's the way it should be everywhere, and it makes me proud to be from Chicago, and that we celebrate our diversity and we celebrate our differences."
Hear more Voices of Pride at WGNradio.com. WGN's Voices of Pride is presented through the generosity of Jewel Osco, local since 1899.
Hi, I'm Dr. Val Nandra from IV Solution and Ketamine Centers of Chicago. My clinic uses ketamine to conquer major depression, anxiety, and PTSD. The use of ketamine to treat depression has been described as the greatest advancement in mental health in over 50 years, with an up to 80% success rate. Here's my patient, Jason, who suffered from years of depression and anxiety, describing how ketamine from IV Solution changed his life.
I came in one day and started treatment, and I can honestly say that I don't know that I can thank Dr. Val enough, but it's giving me my life back. I don't even think I knew how bad I was prior to starting the ketamine treatments, but my professional life has picked back up. My personal life has really picked back up, in the sense of I'm excited to go do things again.
It's time you conquer your depression and anxiety. Call for your free consultation. 844-9-IV-MEDS. That's 844-948-6337, or visit KetamineChicago.com. KETAMINE Chicago.com.
Business owners are faced with a million decisions. Some are easy.
What kind of pen should we order?
Some are harder.
Is now a good time to open a second location?
No matter what the question, ultimately, it's your call to make. At your Wintrust Community Bank, we don't think banking should be another thing you have to worry about. We provide support to make those tricky decisions a little easier. We're proud to be Chicago's bank for business. Learn more at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Illinois economy runs on our homegrown agricultural products. Our dairy, beef, pork, corn, and soybeans grow the agricultural industry by nearly $20 billion each year. But we don't just grow Illinois, we grow North America. Canada and Mexico account for over $45 billion in U.S. agriculture exports, and they support more than 1 million American jobs. Exports to Canada and Mexico matter to everyone in the agriculture and food industries.
A message from Illinois farmers and their checkoff programs.
We're going to check in on what's for lunch at Crane's coming up in just a couple of minutes, but right now a look at the traffic hot spots. Here's Lauren Lapka.
Old Canal Days in Lockport has closed down 10th Street between Commerce and Hamilton, as well as Hamilton between 7th and 10th, and a non-event closure in Grays Lake to be aware of. Midlothian is closed between Peterson and Route 137 for railroad crossing work. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Lauren Lapka, WGN Traffic Central.
David Jennings is watching Wall Street this afternoon.
On the Wall Street, the Dow is down by 45 points right now. The S&P 500 is down about 8.5 at 2883. And the NASDAQ is down 46.75 points at 77.90.
And here's Orion Samuelson with a look at the day's agribusiness headlines.
Midwest senators said today they have introduced a bill to reform the EPA's biofuel waiver program, which the corn industry says helps oil companies at the expense of farmers by threatening ethanol demand. The bill was introduced by Republican Deb Fisher of Nebraska and Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth. It would impose a June 1st deadline for refineries to apply for the waivers that exempt them from blending ethanol into gasoline. And the senator said in a statement that would allow time for the EPA to calculate the volumes waived and apply them to the next year's blending mandates. The bill's introduction comes after reports the EPA had given waivers to facilities run by majors like ExxonMobil and Chevron. The EPA, though, said it considers only the economics of the refinery requesting a waiver and not the well-being of the owner. Frankly, I've been surprised by the announcement this week that the Department of Agriculture will relocate two research agencies' headquarters to the Kansas City area, moving them out of Washington, D.C. That delighted Kansas and Missouri officials, but critics fear that research will suffer and be less accessible to federal policymakers will hurt the overall performance. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue said that moving most employees out of Washington will bring the Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture closer to farmers and agribusinesses they serve. He also said the USDA would save about $20 million a year on rent and other employee costs, freeing up extra dollars for research. The thing that has surprised me are those opposed to the move who say moving out of Washington will not help the research and the reporting for farmers. I don't understand why, because a lot more farmers live around Kansas City than they do around Washington, D.C. A reminder, this is June Dairy Month, and again this weekend, particularly in Wisconsin, you'll have the opportunity to visit dairy farms and enjoy a dairy farm breakfast. Just check the County Extension office wherever you are to get dates and locations. And that's your Money on 720 WGN.
Hey!
Thank you very much, Ori and Samuelson. Steve Bertrand here in the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. All right, have you gone to maybe White Castle or Red Robin and tried to order an Impossible Burger? It's nearly impossible. They're running out. They can't keep up. The meatless meat product, I'm not sure how to say, plant-based meat, is a market that is exploding and certainly has the attention of the riders over at Crane's. One of them is Dalton Barker, who joins us now on the Biz Lunch. Dalton, welcome.
Thank you.
So there was a story I read, I think it was last week or so, about Don Thompson, the former CEO of McDonald's. He certainly likes this plant-based meat, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you have good bets in business. This is a heck of a bet for Don. So, I think it IPO'd around $20 per share. It's trading, last time I looked, at $150 per share. I say that's a pretty good windfall.
Yeah, it had a rough start to the week, I think, but it's recovered at least a little bit, and it's certainly way over where it started. And Thompson's got a venture capital fund, right, that invested pretty heavily in Beyond Meat.
Exactly. You know, I think a lot of these venture capitalists are trying to get into this new wave of, you know, what consumers want. So many businesses were selling products for decades. After World War II, Oreos and Kraft Singles and these various things, and now we have this whole brand new market that's kind of exploding.
It's funny, yeah.
Kind of almost overnight, it seems like.
It's a new food. I mean,
absolutely.
They've in many ways created a new food. I mentioned at the top of the show, a global consulting firm, A.T. Kearney, predicting that by the year 2040, most meat products will not come from animals. They'll be grown in a vat, or they'd be a plant-based product. I know a lot of farmers are sensitive to that we're calling them meat products. When do we stop calling them meat products?
Yeah, I mean, today, you know, people talk about fake meat. I mean, well, what happens when 51% of the market is fake meat? Is it fake anymore? You know, what's the real stuff there? And, I saw a recent report saying that this could be a market that could reach $140 billion here in not too distant future. And it kind of reminds me, I was joking with somebody, this reminds me a little bit of the Krispy Kreme explosion in the early 2000s. You know, I was from downstate Illinois. All of a sudden, every fundraiser, PTO,
you couldn't get away from
thing
it,
was Krispy Kreme donuts. Now you can go, you know, you can go almost anywhere now and get a fake meat hamburger or broth or soy chorizo or anything like that.
It's interesting that our consumption of those products, the plant-based products, is going up, but so is our consumption of meat. It's not like it's replacing meat. We're still eating more meat than we did before. I don't understand that.
You know, I was discussing with some researchers at ConAgra, and they were basically saying that The new term these days is a flexitarian.
Yeah,
and a flexitarian, you've heard about vegans, right? Well, less than 1% of the U.S. population is actually vegan. Many, many more people, around 75% of the market, are open to meat and other plant-based proteins. And essentially what's really in right now is protein. Protein from soy, protein from pea, protein from, you know, the steakhouse. You know, it's just all in right now. People are into protein. They're cutting back on sugar and carbohydrates, simple carbohydrates. Protein's in.
That's an interesting point, a nice place to wrap it up. Dalton Barker, a consumer products reporter at Crane's. It's nice talking to you. I hope we can do it again.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You bet. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN. Coming up, the stories that matter with David Jennings from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Imagine how wonderful life would be if you never had to clean windows again. Hi, this is Tonya Khoury, and my family business, Green Tea Services, can make it happen.
Service to a green tea.
Our beautiful green tea windows are built with the newest technology, self-cleaning glass. Dirt, dust, and water just roll right off. And these windows are energy efficient, EPA certified, and made here in the U.S. with a lifetime warranty. When it's time to update your home with windows, doors, or siding, call Green Tea.
800-5-GREEN-TEA.
And now, for a limited time, our highly trained technicians will install your self-cleaning windows free. Yes, for a very limited time, Green Tea window installation is absolutely free. That's huge savings. Don't wait. Call us now for details and a free estimate. Call 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
Green Tea Services. Service to a
green
tea. 800-5-GREEN-TEA.
800-5-GREEN-TEA. Or greenteaservices.com.
DriveChicago.com, your only source for pre-owned vehicles in Chicagoland. Buy from a dealer you can trust. Thousands of high-quality late-model vehicles, many coming off lease right now. Log on. DriveChicago.com.
The Wexler Real Estate Group is proud to announce a new initiative, Realtors Who Rescue. They've partnered with NAWS, the National Humane Society of Illinois, a no-kill animal welfare organization that helps partner adoptable pets with animal lovers. With their Realtors Who Rescue program, every person who buys or sells a home with the Wexler Group will have the option at no cost to welcome a rescue dog to their home or the Wexler Group make a donation to NAWS in your name. For over 35 years, Ron Wexler, Tammy Northcutt, and their entire team have been committed to enhancing the real estate experience of their buyers and sellers and have also been dedicated to building a deeper connection and trust with every client they serve. With Realtors Who Rescue at the Wexler Group, you can be assured you have hired a realtor who cares about you and your family. Call or text the Wexler Group Realtors Who Rescue hotline at Keller Williams Preferred Realty right now. 708-629-5151. That's 708-629-5151. Or online at thewexlergroup.com.
That's going to wrap things up for the Business Lunch on this Friday afternoon. I am taking next week off, and we'll be back a week from Monday.
Where will you be, Steve Bertrand?
I will be, speaking of agriculture products, I will be eating Gruyere cheese and fondue in the Alps of Switzerland.
Yeah. 50 of Switzerland the whole time?
50 of my closest friends.
It's another Steve Bertrand travel trip. Wow.
We take off tonight, so.
You're going to Iceland?
Well, no, we're going to Switzerland, but we're connecting in Iceland.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just being neurotic about catching my connection, because that's what I do.
How long are you going to be in Reykjavik?
A week, so we leave to...
In Reykjavik?
Oh, not in Reykjavik. God, no, please, not a week. Hopefully 20 minutes. we've got about 45 minutes between flights. It'll be fine.
You're spending most of your time in Switzerland, then.
Yeah. It's just a connection in Reykjavik.
Yeah, but it's a trip to Switzerland.
It's a Switzerland
trip. Traveling Northern Europe.
What's on your
show
today, John?
Thank you, Steve. Well, we will talk. It's Friday, so the Bright Side of Life segment. We always end the show on Friday between 2:30 and 3. We start with Fun Things to Do in Chicago. It's a segment we call Fun Things to Do in Chicago. And then we do the Bright Side of Life, where you call in and tell us some good news in your world. Also, on a completely different note, at 1:30, in about 30 minutes, we'll talk to the producer of the 16 Shots documentary about Laquan McDonald's shooting and Jason Van Dyke's trial. And, you know, we've all lived through that. To watch it, though, told.